You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, everybody. This is Chip with the 2-Minute Time Warp, podcast number 269 for the 12th of June, a belated review of Who is the Doctor? By Graham Burke and Robert Smith, Has the day of the episode guidebook passed? Once upon a time, I ate up the giant guides to the Star Trek universe, but around the same time as I got into Babylon 5, I also discovered Stephen Grimm's website, The Lurker's Guide to Babylon 5, and suddenly my Star Trek encyclopedias and concordances and thesauri, they became kind of quaint. In 2012, Doctor Who fans can go to the Doctor Who Wikia site, or Shannon Patrick Sullivan's Brief History of Time Travel site, or Wikipedia itself. It's a fire hose of info that could actually overwhelm the new viewer. And that's where a printed guidebook still makes sense. And Graham Burke and Robert Smith's Who is the Doctor? The Unofficial Guide to Doctor Who, the new series, is one of the best. It's a compulsively readable exploration and review of the new series, From Rose to the Wedding of Riversong, and it is especially perfect for new fans, people who may have been vaguely aware of Doctor Who and pop culture, but are now getting in on the ground floor with Series 1. It's a good read for more experienced fans as well. As host of a short podcast, my bias is for thoughtful but economical content. With 7 years of new Doctor Who to cover, even 421 pages is a tight fit. Fans new and old can therefore flip to any episode and be reminded where it fits in the year's arc, see all its outside influences, and get all the background they'd ever need from the classic series through the excellent Psychic Papers sidebars. Graham and Robert also pass their separate judgment on the episodes, and this is an area where the book becomes a little more, well, uneven. While it's fun watching the co-authors go after each other like the old Saturday Night Live point-counterpoint sketch, sometimes they're not so much convincing you of the merits of an episode as just revealing their own personalities. And sorry, Robert, but while The End of Time wasn't perfect, I kind of resented my liking it being compared to liking toilet water. The episode's high appreciation index and ratings have to be part of the context. But that's just me quibbling with the style of a few entries. Graham and Robert are focused and insightful writers whose different perspectives not only help new viewers understand the show, but demonstrate that there's not just one type of Doctor Who fan. Read this book and you won't just learn more about the show, you'll argue with them and find your own place in the fandom. Who is the Doctor? Is published by ECW Press, and I highly recommend it. And that's 2MTL 269. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com. I'm on Twitter at @numeral2minutetimelord and facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Coming up next in just a couple of days, they made the announcement Radio Rassilon will return with their podcast, But I've Also Got Them. Join me, Leeson, and Harry as we take a look back, following my throwback reviews of Series 1, at the Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston.